there's an ancient Sri Lankan artifact called the Moonstone, and it supposedly shows how to reach enlightenment. So in Sri Lanka, there is this idea that you are reincarnated until you reach this point of enlightenment. And so the Moonstone is this semicircular slab on the outside ring, so and with these little concentric rings running in from the outside. So the outermost ring has a ring of fire, and then there's a sequence of animals, an elephant, a bull, a lion, a swan, and a horse. And then there's a... So that represents the stages that you go through in life. And you know, this has been interpreted in many ways. So some people say that's when you're born as these different animals, and others say, no, it stands for, you know, birth, death, all the different stages that you go through.
Does this relate to any other sort of esoteric discipline, say from ancient Sumeria or, you know, those sorts of areas where they've got very, or even Incan and things like that, where they've got similar sorts of animal representations of life and stages and things?
I'm actually not sure. I know that Buddhism it obviously came through India, so it originated in India, and India has a very strong Aryan influence, so, and I know that's got connections with Persia and some of the other more northern parts of the world.
And how does this actually translate it into the structure of your book?
I've basically assigned one of those animals to each of the characters, and there is one of them, the one that has the swan, is the servant, and the swan supposedly has the capacity or the capability to separate milk from water, which means the swan can separate, that person can separate truth from lies. And so she's the character that kind of has that full arc of, you know, transcending her beginnings or her status.
And did this structure slowly occur to you as you were developing the characters and thought you would ascribe these qualities, or did you plan from the very start that you would try and interpret them according to this symbolism?
No, I hadn't planned it at all. I started writing from that servant's perspective, and then slowly realized that I would have to write each of the members of that family. And as I was writing it, I realized, you know, there is this artifact that I'd kind of experimented with before. I'd thought of writing something along those lines. And it also occurred to me that trajectory could be applied very nicely to that servant character. And I also want to sort of subvert the idea of the traditional ideas of Buddhism as well. So I wanted to show how that structure that, you know, Buddhists believe in, so that they're so adamant that that's the right way to interpret it, that you can actually look at it in different ways.
And has the book been published in Sri Lanka, and have people sort of related to it more fully because you've actually used these ancient symbols from the Moonstone?
The book has just been... So we've just sold the rights to Hachette India, which includes the subcontinental rights. But I don't know if it's... I was told that they might see it in Sri Lanka in early August, but I don't know if many people have read it yet. My parents have seen it. I have read it because I've sent them copies. And it throws up some interesting questions for them because, I mean, obviously my parents end up reading into it a bit more than, you know, what I'd anticipated. They sometimes see themselves in certain characters or, you know, they kind of worry about the fact that I'm challenging certain ideals that they feel like they've, you know, instilled in me.